Hello there. Today I'm commenting on the religious beliefs here, and we'll be interviewing a believer in confectionism. Last week we discussed my nomadic lifestyle and how I'm currently traveling throughout central China. Intro music plays. Okay, now on to the news. Confectionism has been spreading throughout the region as of late. Put simply, confectionism promotes the idea of responsibility by the regime to the people, and vice versa. Furthermore, it is based in respect to your elders. While this concept has been seen in many other religions I've seen throughout the lands, it feels a bit based in the fact that those elders you are respecting are the ones who have complete control over you for the first 15 years of your life. Now, to introduce our guest, a devout believer in confectionism for quite some time, welcoming a local priest into the podcast.
Thanks for having me. I've been a priest in this town for quite some time. While converting people, it's a big part of my job. I hope to have a genuine conversation you on your here and any questions you may have.
Thanks for the intro. Now, as per my qu first question, how can people live by confectionism? Well, it's quite simple, actually. Live your life by a virtuous and moral manner. Be carefree, hopeful, respectful. Oh, priest, thank you for that. Now, in any exempli gratia of ways the populace can do this? Yes, exempli gratia, helping those in need and respecting both your elders and children, are great examples. Now, one final question before you go. Why should people convert to confectionism?
It's quite simple, actually. It's much less hassle. Why follow a complex set of rules and regulations when you could just follow what's obviously correct?
That's all for this week. Bye. Outro plays.
Editor Commentary.
Confectionism and its heavily based in coincidence and outdated belief, alongside social constructs such as exempli gratia, etiquette, morals, etc., alongside tenets involving the selective censure of certain things, exempli gratia, religious doctrine, nota bene, some things are accepted by one religion and seen as heathenish behavior in another.